just for you.
That's a really nice booby bra.
Yeah, right?
That's a beautiful bra. Can I see the whole thing?
Absolutely.
Let me see. Kelly Nichols unbuttoning her beautiful vest. That's a beautiful bra.
And then the boobies underneath.
And then they
brought... Okay, I brought them with me.
Now, with the titties, the boobies out, exposed.
Sometimes I leave them behind, but today I brought them.
You have the most beautiful nipples. I love your titties.
Thank you.
I love your titties. Can we see them? We can see them on camera. We can see them as I scratch them from the nipple all the way up to the top of the neck.
You could just do this for the
back
next 2 hours.
Down,
I would like that.
Underneath a little bit, just a little scratching going on. A little
flick, flick. I'm going to fall in love.
The nipple right there.
I love it. Love it.
Starting off the show in the right way today. We have had nipples out within the first 10 seconds of the show. That's the way it's supposed to work on Blame It on Ginger. I am Ginger Lynn on Blame It on Ginger with
Kelly Nichols.
And
Stevie!
Stevie, what are you doing over there, Stevie? You look like you're involved in something other than the show.
Oh, I was taking pictures.
That's not what you're
tweet.
Doing.
Well,
you're a liar. I can see what you're doing.
Well, there's wonderful
a
little place down the street. There's this wonderful place. And there's all these really cool food places, and I mentioned it to you, and we actually went today.
That little food alley that had all the great little, like something out of a prop house, you know, suit of armor, a giant coffee cup, an automobile, part of an automobile, all kind of above the different shops. It just looks so kind of like a poor man's Disneyland.
Yeah, exactly. Like you were almost in another country. And then you went to the next door and you were in another country and the next door, another
very
country.
Very kitschy.
It was this, and it's an alley. And when you think of downtown Los Angeles, an alley is not the first place that comes to mind where I want to be hanging out.
No. Nope.
Unless it's an alley that I found.
Yes. Stevie,
yes
you find
no.
all the best alleys.
I came down. It was one of those days that I was doing the show. I had to host the show and I didn't have to leave and be anywhere. So I explore.
Yes, you are.
I run around and explore and find out where all the cool places are, where all the scary places are, all that stuff.
No, it was very neat. I appreciate it. That was like
you.
Really different.
What did you get?
I got a gyro. And they tell me that they usually sell out. They said if you're not here by 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock, we're sold out most of the time.
Really?
Today was slow. So I was like, I went in and they were cleaning up.
Gyro or gyro? Or gyro?
Not gyro.
Gyro.
I think
gyro with like sounds like Y-E-A-R-O. Yeah.
And is yours made with chicken or beef or lamb or the combination where they cut it off that big thing?
It's on that like the spit and it like
it goes
rotates.
Around and around, right?
I don't know. I didn't ask. I just said I knew that they sold out at 3 and I just said I want a gyro.
Oh, you didn't have no kind of meat is on it?
No, I didn't care. I just wanted to taste it. I thought if this is never here, I want to try it.
And I went across the street to the little place that sells. I got lamb chops. Don't ask me why. I have no idea. I saw a sign that said fish, and I thought, ooh, fish sounds really good. And then I ordered lamb chops.
Contrary day.
You know what? I've been in a strange place. I just got back. I was here yesterday for the show, but for those of you who have missed a day or here or two here or there or week or whatever, last week I took off. I flew to... Calgary, I flew to Edmonton, and then from Edmonton drove to a town called Killian, and I made a movie up there. We're calling it House for right now.
House. Okay.
We're just calling it House because we don't want to give away too much of the movie to start with. But it was one of those things where you go, okay, you get up, and anytime I'm doing a project, I get really, really excited. My adrenaline gets going. I have trouble sleeping. For my character, you know, there's always a character. There's a breakdown that says, you know, Jocelyn, 34-year-old.
Housewife.
I was waiting for you to laugh.
Oh, okay. I'm just going with the flow here. Okay. I'm buying it.
Okay. All right, cool. Okay. Long blonde hair, you know, with her shirt open. What was my point there?
You get all these places, you're all hyped out and everything.
So I get all excited. I know everything that my character's going to wear. So when I'm reading the description, it says she's wearing a pair of very tight shorts and a shirt that's unbuttoned. Her tits are hanging out. And so what do? I bring 5 outfits.
All shorts.
That are shorts.
And it's
and
Canada.
Little t-shirts. It's August. It's Canada. But I get up that morning and I'm thinking, okay, I've got everything I need. I've over prepared. I play a little bit of a Wicca, a witch in the film. There's just a little bit of that going on there. And so I did all my prep and I had all my homework done and everything ready to go. And I keep losing my train of thought today. I'm having like the biggest brain farts ever.
Okay, you're going through this.
I'm prepping.
And you're all hyped up and everything.
Okay, let's just start with 3 midgets.
Okay, so
That's a good place to start.
I get very excited. I get to the airport. My adrenaline's going. I go to bed at 11:30. Supposed to get up at 3:30. I go to bed. I sleep about 2:30. So I get up and we drive to the airport. And the first thing I see when I get off the plane are 3 little people. And I have a phobia of little people's arms.
Right.
And their short arms. And there's not one, there's not 2, there are 3 of them, which you gotta look, you can't help it, you know, they just, if I saw a 7-foot-tall man, I would look.
Right.
You know, anybody that just stands out.
This was a little person with a 7-foot-tall afro.
3 people, the one of them was a black girl, she had her afro was as tall as she was. This girl was the most amazing.
And she didn't fall over.
Looking person I have ever seen. Her hair was like 3 feet out on the side, 3 feet up. It was this big, giant dome. It was like...
I want to see her.
I wanted to play sports in there. It was huge. So it starts off with just something a little odd. Get to the counter. I get there way early. I've got my 2 hours. I'm no problem. Got my passport. I'm ready to go. Get up to the counter. Now, this is a movie that I've been hired to do. They have booked my flight. Nick booked his own flight so that he could be on the same flight with me. And we get to the counter, and Nick has a seat, and it's a really nice seat, and it's a window, and it's up in the front. And they don't have a seat for me.
You didn't tell me that. They didn't have a seat for you on the airplane?
They oversold the flight. The flight was completely booked. They tell me I have to get my seat at the gate, so I end up getting to the gate, and I get lucky. I get a window seat.
Mm-hmm.
In the very last row, the one that connects to the bathroom.
Now, would Nick have gone on without you?
Not in the last row.
No, he
could not survive the last row.
Not with his legs. So I get in the seat, and there's a couple sitting next to me. I get the window seat. I'm like, okay, this seat doesn't go back, but I can lean on the side. And I get the row. I love kids. Have kids. Fucking hate kids on an airplane. Mm-hmm. Kids do not belong on airplanes. I'm sorry. There should be a separate area. There should be like a partition.
Are they baby
kids? There should
be
a soundproof room. There should be a padded walls. Someplace that they put the kids.
Or like a baby bucket. You can put them underneath your seat.
I'm thinking like gag ball. I don't care what it is. Something for drugs. So on the other side of the row is the mom and the dad, who are very nice. And the kid that's doing the...
Ginger is flailing all over her chair.
Oh, my God.
Wiggling around.
The guy's trying to hold the little girl, and she's doing the wobble, the wiggle, the giggle, the you're not catching me. The other kid is just in a full flail, nonstop scream. Just a nonstop scream.
Mm.
So this is the first hour and a half of the flight.
So if you didn't have a migraine, you have one now.
You know when somebody kicks your seat the whole
but
time?
No, but the fun part was as the bathroom door slammed every time somebody went in
and the toilet flushing. Flush.
How long was this flight?
This part of the flight was...
Is that 7 hours?
No, this was about 3 hours.
That's not about as 3 hours. It could have been worse.
No, it could have been worse. Then we get into Edmonton and I go... through customs, and I'm an actor, and so I put down that I was there for business.
Not vacation.
No, because I'm an actor, and I'm there for business.
Got it.
And I'm also a convicted felon, and I don't want to get caught fucking up.
I'm going to be kicked out of the country.
I've been kicked out of Canada, so I don't want to have any problems. So what do they do? Can you come with me, miss? Nick does not even get his passport checked. Nick walks into the country with his paperwork, his passport, all of his paperwork, everything. Nobody stops. He walks in the fucking country without a stop.
Does he look Canadian?
You get put in a separate room.
No, I get taken off with.
And it's not like you're dressed like anything crazy.
I'm wearing
right?
a pair of sweatpants, a black wife beater, and a sweatshirt.
Okay.
Mm. With biker boots. I have no makeup on. My hair is in a ponytail. I could not be more
nondescript
than I was. No, I just happened to be there for business.
Maybe it was the way you said, I'm here for business.
What are you doing here? I'm an actor. I'm making a film. Well, you need a work permit for that.
Do you think they thought when you said making a film, it was like a film?
No, the guy was maybe 21. He was a baby. I don't think he knows what porn is.
Oh, okay.
And he was that, like, he looked like the Canadian Mountie. He just had that clean cut hair and the big teeth and the smile, and he was all no. I don't think he knew where his own penis was.
But he wanted to do his job, which was mean hold you up, right?
Holds me up, and he says I can't come in the country now. Thank God, three seats down, two seats down. Bertha's the only other lady there. Bertha's been there a long time.
Mm-hmm. She's not having it.
Bertha's like, you need a work permit to get into the country on. You don't need one for business, but you do need a work permit to be an actor. It's fine print. They didn't read the fine print. So Bertha goes in. She tells the Canadian Mountie how to get into the system, how to get in there old school, like a software from 50 years ago, like nobody knows anymore, gets me a work permit. Bertha gets me in the fucking country.
Wow.
With like 30 seconds to spare to catch my connecting flight to Edmonton.
Yay, Bertha.
So, yay, we love Bertha. Get to Edmonton. And by now we left so early in the morning. Now it's I don't know, 2:30 in the afternoon. I'm starving. And they have this place called Tim Hortons.
Hortons.
That's a chain? Is that a chain?
It's a chain.
That's what I thought too.
And it's very famous for their coffee. They serve donuts and they serve not hamburgers, but the
sandwiches. Right?
Yeah,
sandwiches.
That's where we got the donuts.
Sandwiches.
Yeah. We threw them on the car and called them tribbles, and we let them roll over the car as we were driving through Canada.
Oh, no, we didn't do that.
Oh.
Very, very popular place. We go there. I have a little wrap, get in the car. We're driving along. We've got like 2 more hours. Get to the set. Director calls, says, is there any way that you can come? I know it's your day off. Can you come to the set today? Because we want to shoot the poster shot. It's the only day we have all 4 leading actors on the set. I'm like, of course I can. So, you know, I'm driving along, going to the set, have my Tim Horton sandwich. My belly is not feeling good.
Mm-mm.
It's not feeling good from one end, and it's not feeling good from the other end.
No.
We have to stop. Now the director doesn't know this.
He does now.
I spent the first 2 days there hurling and diarrhea. I was so fucking sick.
Like a trip to Mexico.
It was like going to Mexico through Canada. And I get there to do the photo shoot for the poster. Very, very cool. I don't want to give away too much about the story. I'll tell you that my character is exciting. It's not a character that I've never played a character like this. And you're going to love to hate her.
Well, you said she's a Wiccan. Hmm. She's a Wiccan.
Well, she's a Wiccan. She's got...
She's not a crone, though, right?
No,
you'd
she's...
You'd have to black out a tooth or something.
No, she's not a crone at all. No, she's a cougar. No, she's hot.
She's hot?
She's out fucking people. She's
nice.
Oh, no, she...
Well, that makes sense. You're wearing short shorts, right?
Short shorts. My tits are hanging out. No, she loves life, lives it to the fullest. It hitchhikes her way to taverns, goes here, goes there. She's just kind of a free spirit that dabbles in a lot of little different things, but doesn't really, I don't think she knows a whole lot about anything, But Dabble's
pulled from real life.
It turned out to be, I want to read, do I have my phone, Stevie?
I have it. I'm charging it over here.
Can I see it? I want to go over just a few of the people. This film, it's going to be a little bit of a time before the film comes out, but I want to thank everybody that worked on House, which is our code name for the film. Going to give you a list of the cast. We have Barry J. Gillis is the director, the writer, and the producer. Barry was amazing. Gabrielle Yee was our cinematographer. Gabrielle Yee was an amazing, amazing cinematographer. We had a very small space. Most of the film takes place in a bed and breakfast. And Gabrielle was able to really pull off some just money shots, is what we call them in porn. That's when you get the shot where the guy comes. Gabrielle actually said out loud, "There's the money shot," right, on the set during certain things that happened. It stars, well, I'm not doing this by any order other than what they gave it to me in. Ginger Lynn, Tom Malloy, Kim Solderham, Betty Maxwell, Jolene McKenzie, Nella Verga, and Samantha Brownlee are the stars of this film. And then we all, and then, oh, John, no. Oh, I can't think of John's last name. And John is in the film as well. Yeah. How do you know that?
Huh. John Doe. Jane Doe, John Doe.
You guys are looking this up already? There's a site for it?
Well, it's on IMDb.
It's on, does it say the name of the film?
House of Many Sorrows.
Okay, then I guess it's out. I can say it.
Where did you find? Oh, on IMDb.
It's already up on IMDb. Okay. Well, that is our wonderful cast and crew. That is the film.
What does it say on IMDb? What does it say about
it? What's it say about the film?
I'm looking up Tom Malloy right now.
It's coming up. I have the best time when I have the opportunity to make a film, and I get to do things that I normally wouldn't do. I can be as crass. I can be as kind. I can be as bitchy. I can be as nice. I can be anything that I want to be, things that I may not necessarily have the guts or the courage to be. There we go. House of Many Sorrows right there.
It doesn't really have too much information on it, but it just shows like four of the people that are in the movie or something.
It's,
it doesn't say what it's about.
It says, guests of,
there's a little
of a country
right
inn begin disappearing and dying after a mentally unstable man takes over his terminally ill mother's bed and breakfast operation.
That sounds about right. Yeah. Is this Tom Malloy?
Now, I'm looking at the stars, and I do not see my name right there.
Well, you were in the poster.
I'm on the poster. I don't see my name in the...
Well, maybe on the poster.
Yeah, they probably haven't updated it. They just have those, what is it, five people up there?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's right before they updated it.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, but we're talking it's Ginger. It is Ginger.
It is me. I'm so fucking full of myself. Wait,
I'm full for you, darling.
I have to do this.
Is that the crowd with the torches and the,
yes,
and the pitchforks? And yeah.
I deserved it.
Yeah, well, you had to shoot the day before. So you were like one of the main people shooting for the poster.
Yes.
They interrupted your whole day.
But that's okay. And then we can continue to film the rest of the movie over the next few days, the next week, couple of weeks. And so I've got all of my stuff is in the can. I'm wrapped. I'm ready. I'm done. And as far as I know, the film wrapped this morning.
Wow.
Yes. So House of Many Sorrows will be... I'll be giving you the updates, all the goodies, all the behind-the-scenes stories. I don't want to tell too much right now because there's so many wonderful things that happen.
Well, what about your death scene? Just a little bit. Just a little. Can you do a little hint?
No. I can't even tell you if I die anymore.
Oh, okay.
The script has been completely changed.
Color me surprised.
I've got two scenes in there that weren't in there before. There have been a lot of changes. So the things you may have heard here on the radio, it's a whole different movie now.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. It's a whole different movie.
Sounds like your part got a little bit bigger.
My part. Baby, I will take every camera screen moment, second.
I've seen you push aside people, babies, mothers, anything. Get that screen time. All right.
Punch the kid in the nose.
Punch the kid in the nose. That's my key light.
Trip the mom with a stroller.
Me time.
Me, me, me. It's all about me. We have an wonderful. We have a wonderful episode of Kelly's Corner coming up here in just a second. But what I want to do before we do that is I want everybody to go to thescreamingo.com. And one of the things that I do is I use my toys. I use all of my toys. I use my sex toys. I use my pocket rockets. I use my toys. When I'm done, I can get up. I can go in the bathroom. I can get the water out and I can get the sink. I can get things going. I can do. And sometimes that's necessary. Most of the time, most of the toys, what that I'm doing with them, they're going into my pussy. They're going into my mouth. If they go in my ass, they still go in the other room. But this is something called Scream and Clean. It's made by the Screaming O. And what you do is you just spray it on your toys, on your dildos, on your cock rings, on the toys that you use on a regular basis.
That's good for silicone and latex?
Silicone and latex.
I want some.
Absolutely. And it's absolutely fabulous.
I want some.
Scream and Clean by the Screaming O. Very important to take care of your toys. Very important to keep them hygienic.
Clean. Hygienic.
Hygienic. Keep them clean. We will be right back with Kelly's Corner. Don't go anywhere here on Blame It on Ginger. If you're naughty and you know it, get it here. If you're naughty and you know it, get it here. If you're naughty and you know it, then your dick will surely show it. If you're naughty and you know it, get it here. That's at gingerlinauctions.com. Yes, that was me. That was me expelling.
Again.
Mommy, why do you think the show is called Blame It on Ginger?
Because we can do something and look over at you.
And I probably did it. I get the burps when I come in the show.
And the burps, and that's not all you get. You get the hiccups.
I'm just full of it. You are listening to Blame It on Ginger. Today is whores.
And horror.
And horror.
And I always mix them up.
Horror.
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 It's hard.
It is hard. And so we've told you a little bit about the movie that I just finished, The House of Many Sorrows. It is up on IMDb. Is my name DB. even on up there yet or not?
DB.
I am
not BD. Yet.
Maybe I wasn't supposed to say anything that I wasn't going to be in it.
Well, you didn't say anything. We did.
You did.
I know. I hope we did.
I don't know. We just blew the whole press release.
Uh-oh. We'll rewind it and make it never happen.
That's right. That's right. And now it's time for Kelly's Corner.
Take it away, Kelly.
Or it should be, and now it's time for Kelly's
Sexual Fantasies. Deep, depraved sexual fantasies.
Sick.
Scream queen. Scream queen fantasies. That's the only way I can put it. And you know, when you watch some of these films, like the popular girl kind of gets her comeuppance in school.
Yes. Stuff.
Sometimes she needs to.
Yes.
And this may be one of those stories.
I love your stories. I want to talk to you about writing some stories with me.
All right. What about you?
I want to write a whole movie. I want to start producing horror films.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
After being on the set of this last movie and having done so many adult movies, I used to call adult movies guerrilla filmmaking, because you would make a movie in anywhere. At that point in my career, most of my films were shot in anywhere from 3 days to 3 weeks, mm-hmm. depending That's on the film right. that I was working on. And so you learn to do everything fast. You knew your dialogue. You knew this. There wasn't time for rehearsals. You just went in and you really did.
And the people working on the crew were fast too. The lighting guys were fast. Everybody was fast.
It was guerrilla filmmaking. And then I started doing a lot more of the mainstream Hollywood things, and everything is union. And it's really slow. Mm-hmm. You get to take a lot of naps.
Yeah. Get that golden time after 12 hours.
Yeah. And then the last four projects I've worked on have been independent. I did the two European projects that one, I believe, I don't know the name of it, just came out. There's a second one that's coming out. I've got this film, The Double... House of Many Sorrows. Mm. And then we've got our 10-year reunion of The Devil's Rejects coming up.
Are you doing something special?
Quit yelling at me. Jenny's always yelling at me. They did rewiring in here. What'd they do?
Yeah, we had to change some stuff plugged in because it was turning off and whatnot.
Does it make us sound sexier?
No, it just keeps me unable to get closer to Kelly.
Yeah, right?
I can't sit any closer. but...
So you want to do some of these films.
Anyway, what I'm thinking is, after having been in the adult industry, in the mainstream industry, and then I've been back into the horror industry recently, a lot of the last few things I've done have been in the horror genre, and horror films are made very similarly to adult movies.
Yeah.
They really are. It's a very small, tight-knit cast and crew. And you get in there and you just do it, and you do it right, and you make a lot of sacrifices. My nipples, I will say one thing, my nipples are still hard from one particular scene. I don't know if they will ever thaw out again.
I want to do cleaning videos. I'm going to teach men how to clean house, how to do dishes, how to do laundry. So I think it's something in America that's lacking.
I think that's a brilliant idea.
I'd really love to do it. Easily download it on YouTube. You can watch it while you're hiking.
My God.
It's a great idea. I love it.
And I'm going to do it guerrilla style, so I'll be able to hit everything. I'll clean cabinets. I'll show you how to clean underneath the house, the roof, underneath your car. Everything. Your nails. I'm going to teach men how to cut their toenails.
A lot of them don't know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But what we are doing, so the whole, my thought here was when I hear your stories, every time you tell a story, you have such incredible, wonderful ways that people die. You have a really sick, wonderfully twisted mind. And I think that we should talk some more about it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Because I love your writing.
I could write a treatise and see if you like it.
Yeah. Mm. Let's talk more about it. Okay. What have you got for us today?
Like I said, sometimes girls need to be taken down a peg. You know, sometimes you get the feeling that the heroine or the scream queen gets what she deserves. So this is a little bit, you know, love that.
Okay.
All righty, here goes. I can't believe he broke up with me. Carrie Coltman, CC as my besties call me. It was almost dark out as I leaned my head into the locker. It wouldn't be cool to have a passing varsity player see me crying like a stupid baby over a douche boyfriend. And that's what JJ was. An egotistical jerk. A womanizing whore man. A gigantic loser. And what did JJ even stand for anyway? Jonas Jackson. Yeah, stand behind those initials, you creep. At least my name is Epic. I run over to the girls' room, make sure no one's in, then slip inside. Even though the lights dim, moonlight through the high windows let me see my face in the mirror clearly. It shows light blonde hair and huge blue eyes that would be pretty if wet mascara hadn't mixed with a bit of snot and smeared down my cheeks. How perfect. My friends would be mortified. I grab a paper towel with shaky hands and wash my blotchy red face. I close my eyes as water takes off the old makeup and tear tracks. And when I open them, that's when I see him in the glass. The new boy. What's his name? The one everyone's talking about, but no one seems to be getting any closer to who he is. Why can't I remember his name? He's got dark wavy hair, bad boy long, light green eyes with crazy shadows in them, full lips like off a statue or something, and a tall muscular bod that screams Letterman's jacket, although his black leather motorcycle one will do just fine. He smiles a genuine smile at my reflection. I turn to flirt, but he has my arms pinned to my sides. I can't move. He leans close to me, lowers his face, and sniffs my neck. Kinky. I like it. JJ is a ghost in my teenage past as a pink tongue licks my skin. Oh, this is so hot. This guy could have a pick of anyone in the cheerleading squad, but he's chosen me. Wow. I can't wait to tell Bethy. No, wait, I'm mad at her. She and JJ were fooling around behind the bleachers. How cliche. And after I found and confronted them, JJ told me to take a hike. He found a new biology partner. I know, right? So fuck her. I'll make out with this new guy. Keep all the lovely details to myself till I decide to rub JJ's face in it. I watch dreamily as he peels my top off. Funny. Even though he's no longer holding me, I still can't move. Oh, well. He's taking off my bra and doing crazy things to my breasts, cupping and squeezing them. My nipples are so hard. My skin is so cold. Yet his hands are hot, roaming over my skin like twin burning suns, scorching my most private, sensitive parts. I'm still frozen to the spot, but I don't care. A feeling of happiness washes over me. It doesn't lessen as I watch him open his mouth and see the teeth. Oh, goody. I think a sexy vampire. Won't this play well in my diary? He bends down and bites my neck and then tears a chunk out of it. Well, that's weird. I thought vampires gentle drilled two holes then sucked your blood. I feel sleepy. He goes in for another mouthful. For a cute boy, he's awfully noisy eater. I blink and look in the mirror. There are huge holes in my throat. Blood is everywhere. What a mess. Even my cute sweater is soaked. And then I see him tilt his head back and a low, mournful howl pierces the dark. Duh. Mouthful of teeth, full moon, long hair. Leave it to me to get my monsters mixed up.
There you go.
Oh, I was not expecting that.
I didn't want you to. I wanted you to kind of hate her because she was kind of like a stuck-up character.
Yeah, full of herself.
I've made more stuck-up characters, so I had to keep her kind of neutral to tell the story because then I'd really have to act out the voice. And then when you do that, you kind of lose the horror so much. So
right.
I had to be riding the edge a little bit.
That was wonderful.
All right.
Now, do you have like a book that you put everything in?
I just started doing it.
So you have one book that you're saving everything?
I think I've lost one story, which I know where it is. It's in one book I have to find, but I have saved the stories. I just have to.
You really should have.
I don't know how to type them on computers, so I literally like handwrite them on lined paper and then I handwrite them again.
Right.
This is why it takes
you
like
don't know
longer.
How to write it on
just
a computer?
Well,
the quick fox jumped over the what
I have
is
a new
it?
Computer, lazy brown and I know it's got Microsoft Word, but every time I put it up there and I type something in it, it goes away and it never comes back. So I just need to have. I know it's like basic computer, and I used to my other computer. I used to do that in. So I just need to have someone show me on my new computer.
You just how to do it.
I know
that
sounds so lame. I didn't even want to say anything. But.
No, that's okay. I'm just going. Wait a minute, your stories are so brilliant. Yeah, I can just see you sitting there for like the
days.
It would
be so much easier to edit instead of crossing out
right.
and like flipping pages.
And then you can go
stuff.
Back in and add this there, and yeah.
Well, I usually do that the second writing.
Yeah,
it's like the second piece is always better than the first because it's clearer and I've added, I forgot, I better throw that in there so
that
makes
it.
Sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Plus the journal travels with you, so when you get the idea, you can jot it down. And there's something about writing when you write it. As opposed to typing it, it's a whole different experience.
I may have to initially write because I am more comfortable in longhand. I always have been, and then transfer it to the computer, but then do my fixes in that. But the initial ideas just kind of go from here to my hand to a pen. So who cares?
No, I think that's fabulous, and I can't do that at all. I have to be on my computer because I'll be in the middle of something and they go, I have to go back there. I forgot that. And I'm too scatterbrained.
Oh.
Even if I have an outline and I know my story, I'm still scatterbrained.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I have to tell you about bad dates.
Okay.
Not about bad dates, but about stupid things that I've said on bad dates. Have you ever said anything?
Did you make a list of this, or this is just in general?
This is my first, the dumbest thing that I ever said to anybody on a list, and then I do, in your book, you have one too. We have a list of 50 things that you should never, ever say while you're having sex.
Oh, I can add to one.
Now, are you saying, did we already do that?
Yeah, but it's a different day, so we might get some new stuff.
Oh, did we do this?
Maybe. I think I forgot.
You
Let's
don't
just
know.
Do it.
Well, did I tell the story?
I don't know. I'm about to find out.
Was it involving a bathtub?
I don't remember. You know, that doesn't sound familiar.
That doesn't sound familiar to me.
Yeah,
doesn't
me?
Sound
do you familiar. Remember this? Me in a bathtub and a story and then things that would not to say on a date?
I remember you and what do you call that thing? A
yeah,
glove
like
compartment.
Stevie says,
there was
I think
the glove
I do,
compartment.
But I might just be tricking my mind that I do.
All right, well, we're doing it anyway. I've got 50 things. I know I didn't cover them.
Show me.
Right here. These are them.
Yeah.
These
I don't know anything about the bathtub. I only know about the glove compartment.
This just says unique creative ideas for dates. I think.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm on a different page than you are.
Let's just go with the dates and what not
no,
to say.
No, I want to be the terrible thing not to say.
Let's see. Is yours in there?
I can just
it says not
yours.
To say during sex.
Not to say during sex. Okay, you know what?
I'll just share yours.
We'll share mine. It's right here. So I'm on a date, and I had a boyfriend who had a really big wiener. Like huge, stupid, big, giant. We break up. I'm on my first date with this guy. We go to a hotel. We're taking a bath. We're getting all clean. And I said to him, we start, you know, going at it, and I said, I hope my pussy isn't too big inside. My last boyfriend had a really big dick.
Oh, I swear to God,
that came out of my mouth. Those words.
My pussy's so big it has rings in it. Oh, my God.
And basically I was saying, you know, you've got a really tiny dick.
Oh, my God.
Yet it was tiny, tiny.
Well, there's two ways of taking that. So it's also saying you have a really big pussy. That's kind of like.
Yeah.
Because you used to like spread it barely like this because you wanted it to, you said you wanted it to
Oh, yeah,
seem
I would
really
never spread
tight.
It. I never like, spread my
that's
pussy.
It. That's it.
That's all. That's all. It. The
so did
goes.
The guy. What happened? He just like.
Yeah. What happened? Tell us that part.
He's the guy we dated for like 3 months, and I moved to California. He decided at that point that he was in love with me, followed me to California. I paid his car payments. We did one photo layout together that Suze Randall shot of us, and he went off and did computer chip shit.
Oh, this is the guy who has a little dick that you actually liked how he used it, right?
No, he wasn't that good with his.
Oh, okay. What this is we were talking about dick size, yeah. And there was one gentleman in your past.
Yes,
had a very small one.
This one wasn't quite that small, but I just found today, I was doing some research, and I found a whole wonderful area on things to do with the small dick, positions, things to do with it, how to make it better. We talked about it a little bit before, but I found some great stuff. So I'm going to actually give you ideas and tips and ways to make it better if you have a small dick.
Okay.
What about the glove compartment? Was that a date?
What happened to the glove compartment?
You were sitting there, and then I think it wasn't your car, and you politely opened up the glove compartment.
Oh, and threw up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that a date?
Wait a minute. Things not to say on a date or things not to do on
both,
a date?
Both. What was that about?
We could come up with a high list of that.
I was drinking. What was I drinking? Not peppermint schnapps, but some kind of a schnobby thing.
It was sweet. A lot of sugar.
Slow gin fizz.
Oh, my first
drink
of choice.
I was drinking a slow gin fizz.
I love slow gin fizzes.
I never had one.
That's how I first found out I was an alcoholic, and I loved it.
Oh, really?
I need to stay away from that drink now.
Oh, my God.
I was going to try it, but I don't
you know.
Know
what it's like it a Slurpee from 7-Eleven, and they're so good.
It tastes like candy, and it tastes just as good on the way back out.
That's a good thing.
Unbelievable.
That's a win-win.
It's a great drink.
You lick the upholstery.
Just get a straw. It's a new kind of felching.
And drink it back out of the glove compartment.
Oh, okay. I get to say one thing that I said that you shouldn't say. You know, I've got a kind of a religious background. I was raised a Catholic.
Right.
And it was the first guy I was really serious about. I kind of handpicked him that he was going to be the one to pop my cherry. I knew it had to be done. I wasn't going to wait till I got married, but I waited longer than all my girlfriends did. And he was playing ping pong, and he liked Star Trek, and that, to me, fit the criteria.
Ping pong and Star Trek, that's it.
Bam.
Baby,
he was super cute. And he was an older man. Let's see, I was 18, and he was 22. Mm. In fact, he was there at the party to actually oversee and everything. The parents thought older guys were going to be there, and he was like only 22. So I went back to his place.
Good thinking.
And we started fooling around and got further than I'd ever gotten with a boy before. Like, I mean, I kind of got to the boob section. But hands down my pants, that was all new.
Uh-huh.
And hands inside me, that was all new. And this was like feeling really, really good. And he had my pants off. And we were like just getting really close to it. And I started panicking. I just was like, okay, I'm a virgin. It's going to happen, but it can't happen right now. For some reason, it can't. I just wasn't in my head. Just, no,
not
I
yet.
I didn't have wash rags. I don't know. I could have made a phone list, like, you know, what was not prepared for me to do it right then. And I looked at him and I was just like, I can't do it. It's against my religion. And then I swear to God, it was like I was channeling my mother. It was the most idiotic thing that could have come out. I didn't want him to hear that. I really liked him. And he just sort of took a step back and said, you know, if you don't want to do it, you can just tell me.
That's my religion.
Oh, no. Idiot.
Oh, God. Stevie, have you ever said anything really stupid?
Oh.
That was probably a dumb question.
Yeah, I've said plenty of stupid things.
Is there anything that you can think of off the top of your head?
Recently or just so?
I can remember being in a closet with a girl and we were kissing and I didn't know what the hell I was doing. And I stopped it and I said, maybe we should go bowling. Because we had a bowling alley.
That would,
at Point Magoo, they had a little
cold.
Bowling alley. And that was it.
In the middle of making out?
In a closet, yeah. I stopped, and then I said, let's go bowling.
Did you think maybe that might make her feel kind of bad?
I don't know. She died in a car wreck a little bit later. And
that's on you.
No, it's
actually good because she doesn't remember.
That was...
Too soon.
But then the other one...
Horrors and horror. 30 years ago, too soon.
The other one, what was it? I was... was the last time when I was tricked into that little three-way. I'd already gone with a guy, and I'd ended up coming, and I didn't feel it. Oh, no, this is a whole different one.
Oh.
And this was the one where I was going to meet the guy, and as I got to the door, he said, oh, I'm leaving to go to somebody else's house. Do you want to come along? And I was like, okay. And then he said, well, I don't know. Let me check with the guy, because he's really picky. And I was like, I really don't need to go. Go meet this guy.
Do your thing.
But he was trying to set up the three-way. And at that point, I was like, oh, this would be funny. I'll just watch him try to figure this one out. And we did. But at some point, I was talking, and with all of us were there. And I was like, well, you know, last time, you know, we did this, I came and I didn't even feel it. So I don't even know why I'm doing this. And the guy, guy was like, oh, well, thanks. You know, just throw him under the bus now. And I was like, well... I don't mean it like, you know, he was lousy. I didn't feel it. So I don't even know why I'm here.
Wow. That trumps.
Ooh, that's a good one.
It was just, and it came out. I was thinking out loud.
Just riff on it. What are things to not tell a guy when you want to have sex? Like, talk to me. That cuts guys off.
Things to say not to get them to not want to have sex with you
anymore? Or things that will kill the mood for a guy think about it. You know, it's like...
just say, I think I love you. That'll kill the mood.
There you go. I think I
really
love you.
Fast.
Talk dirty to me. Over. Guys don't know what to say when you say talk dirty to me.
No, they really don't.
Tell me a recipe.
I have a rape fantasy. would you enact it? They don't know what to do with that one.
It depends.
It depends on your boyfriend.
It depends, yeah. Okay, but I would say, yeah, two-thirds not.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the dumbest thing somebody ever said to me, and I just had it in my head, and it just ran out.
I had a friend who, he was going to hook up with this guy.
Your girlfriend was better.
Your girlfriend was better. And they started to, and the guy, he said something, he just looked at him, he said, is it a good one? Because they were talking about, he's having sex, and he asked him, he said, well, is it a good one? The guy didn't know what to say.
Is it a good orgasm?
No, his penis. They were talking about his penis.
My God.
And he asked him, he just said, well, is it a good one? Can you imagine?
And what was his comeback?
The guy just looked at him and was like, dumbfounded.
I think the worst thing you would ever want to hear as a guy is it in yet?
Yeah.
I think that would be the absolute worst thing that you could ever hear.
I remember shooting... funny things that happened on sets. These aren't dating things, but when I'd have to do the pretty girls, I'd shoot the girls, and then I'd have to shoot a couple of the guys, depending on the movies, if it was gay or if it was straight.
Right.
So we did different stuff. If it was over 50, you know, we all the different genres. And this guy's there, and he's playing with himself. He keeps playing with himself, playing with himself, playing with himself. And I'm just like, okay, and I'm waiting. And then he stands there in his underwear, and I'm looking, and I was like... okay, I said, well, can you get it hard? And so, yeah, it was already hard. I didn't know that. So I'm standing there and I'm waiting and he's ready.
It's almost the same way.
And I'm looking at him and I go, I need you to fluff yourself. Just get it really nice and hard.
Can you imagine? Fluff yourself?
I felt so bad. And
that was it.
He was like, I go, and he kept standing there and I go, you ready? He goes, yeah, I'm ready. And then he kind of pulled it out. But the guy was like, oh, man, I can't remember the guy. And he looked like Antonio Sabato Jr. He was, like, really this beautiful guy. And I was just looking. I was like, all right, come on, let's get this going so we can shoot this. And I just looked and I went, okay. And then I was so embarrassed. I shot everything and then we left. And then he couldn't get hard on the set. We were with the other talent. So we're waiting and then we cleared everyone. So first we had everybody that didn't need to be there leave. And then the... I can't remember. It was just down to me and the camera guy. And even the director had left by then. And we're waiting. And it's like an hour. And we still have to break this set down. Because this was at Cozy Croft. Mm-hmm. So we had to break everything down so we could build the new set. So we could finish the movie. Because no one was going home until we broke.
Yeah,
you
that's
were
how it
broke
right.
it down.
That's
there
how
weren't
it
enough
right.
things. And so all of a sudden he jumps on the ground and he's like humping the shag carpet.
What?
He's humping the carpet. He gets down, face down, and just starts humping the carpet. And I'm like, what is he doing? And I look at the guy who's running the camera guy, and he looks at me, and we're both like, And he jumps up, and he's hard. And I scream, we've got wood. So everybody runs in from catering, because catering's just on the other side of the swinging doors.
Everybody knows what that means.
Yeah. And we go in to get everything. They flip the lights on, and we get through the scene. And the director's like, well, what did he do? How did he get it? Because we brought the magazines and everything in. And I was like, it's just shag carpet. He needs to hump shag carpet to
get
hard.
Is that like a giant pussy to him or something?
I don't know. He just did it. I don't know. I didn't ask him. It was one of those odd moments where I just learned something.
You know what? I'm going to kind of relate to this. I'm a humper. I love to hump things. I love to hump my hand, edges of chairs, edges of desks. Toilet seats, bathtubs, anything I can hump. There's something that will get me horny and my pussy. I can come so fast in like 30 seconds. It's just, I grew up humping things. And I think it's
glad
just...
I'm not a germaphobe when I walk through your house.
I mean, you didn't have to stop a scene in the middle, like if Hawaii on the beach and go, hold on. Let me go find a bathtub.
I
go hump it and come back.
I had to do that when there was Doc Johnson was doing a pussy mold of me. This was back before they did fleshlights and everything we were doing. And this pussy mold, and I was in this big bean bag chair, and I'm laying there, and my pussy wasn't big enough. And they're like, we need more pussy. And I'm like, that's all I've got. Here she is. And they're like, we need to masturbate. So I'm sitting there and I'm masturbating and I couldn't come because it's like everybody's standing there with their arms crossed.
Watching, yeah.
And I'm playing with my, and it just wasn't working for me. So I had to go into the bathroom and hump the toilet and get my pussy swollen. I keep my pants on. I don't hump bare right. pussy on.
Wouldn't it have been more affectatious to just hump like the side of the sofa? Because that would have gotten you swollen. But
it's not as hard.
Everybody was looking at me.
Isn't that toilet kind of hard?
Yeah, that's part of the turn on.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's, I
so
like
when
the
you rub one out, you could almost rub one off.
Yes.
So do you go back to a childhood place or do you think about like, oh, I wonder who was sitting here last night or like an hour ago or,
oh no.
Gosh, I wonder how many people have been on this.
No.
Or would you freak out at
that
point?
I don't think about nothing.
Oh, okay.
No, I just sit there. It just feels good. No, I just hump.
Oh, okay.
I just rub. It's just a pure,
pure
instant,
joy,
pure joy, pure instant pleasure. No fucking around. Speaking of fucking around, I want you to have fun tonight, tomorrow night, the next night, every night. We have the Screaming O, and they have sent us many of their wonderful products. This, Stevie, is called the what?
That is called the,
Darth
I know
Vader.
It is the Wrangler Vader. Or something like
the
that.
Wrangler.
Wranglo? What is that one? I know it's something like that. Or it's the hard mini driver. I don't know what it is.
Hard mini driver.
There it is.
It's called the Wrangler.
It's the Bandolero. What this is that it's a vibrating cock ring. Now, a lot of them, if you look from the side, this one's really wide. It's double wide than most of them are. It's meant to really hold your shit in. This is going to be the one that if you want to stay hard for a really fucking long time, this is the one that's going to do it. And then on top of that, it's got a vibrator on top. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
With little ticklers.
Little ticklers right there that go on her clit. So you're going to get enjoyment. She's going to get enjoyment. It's disposable. It's wonderful. It's called the Wrangler. It's the Ringo Wrangler Bandolero. There's a vertical vibrator. Makes them holler. Yeehaw. Swear to God.
It's like a Lego.
It's got a 3-speed plus vibration. I guarantee you will ride longer and vibe stronger. Get the Ringo Wrangler Bandolero. Tell them Ginger Lynn sent you. Put Ginger in the offer code. We will be right back here on Whores and
Horror.
We need a... We'll be right back.
Ginger Lynn here again, still, always, for everything naughty, for everything nice, for all of your porn stars, plus Ginger and Spice, go to GingerLynnAuctions.com. Come play and take home a piece of Cassandra Cruz, Nikki Delano, maybe Penthouse Pet, Jenna Rose, Naomi Banks, Nina Hartley, Cindy Starfall, Mia Gold, Imani Rose, Elizabeth Starr, Aubrey Adams, Jody Taylor, Jackie Joy, Erica Loren, Trinity Ray, Hypatia Lee, Carolyn Fox, Annie Cruz, Savannah Ginger, Nikki Hunter, Christy Canyon, Tia Cyrus, Randy Wright, Brandy Aniston, Jocelyn James, Sabrina Deep, Kiki Dare, Misty Stone, Roxy Giselle, Amber Chase, Selma Sins, Little Skydiver Hope, Lucky Star, Sunshine Monroe, Kelly Nichols, Playboy Playmate Shauna Sand, Cassandra Cruz, Kirsten Price, Nikki Phoenix, and more are all available for you at GingerLynnAuctions.com. To do with that music, I'm going. I have no rhythm anyway, and I'm
70s.
That's what I was thinking. It's like 70s porn music almost
too. I got nothing. I got absolutely.
You're in the car, rolling down sunset.
That's about
there's
all
hookers
I got.
Everywhere.
You got a head bob going. That's all I got.
There's.
That was my whole thing. Oh wait.
What is it? Oh, rock wait. And roll.
Hold on. One more thing.
People have afros,
this is good.
Bell bottoms, leather.
The old
what do you call
stripper.
It? Ginger is like dancing. She's taking us back.
You can
back.
Kill her, you can bury her, you can never get rid of her.
To the Melody Burlesque.
That's my move. That's it.
That's it?
Two speeds, one move.
It's brilliant.
I love it.
It's brilliant. Speaking of brilliant, I have a toy box.
Yes, you do.
What's a toy box?
I have a toy box. I'm Ginger Lynn. This is Blame It on Ginger. This is Whores and...
Horror.
With...
Kelly Nichols.
And...
Stevie!
And I don't know why I'm talking like this, but...
You sound like one of those little kids that's going to get killed in a horror film.
And then... We're taking it to a whole different level now. So what we've done is we've got toys out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have a lot of fun on the show. We try different things. Companies send us different toys. Cal Exotics has been one of our major supporters. They've sent us a ton of things. We want to thank them. And Pipe Dream, two of my favorite companies. We've got lots of companies we love, but right now, I just want to thank both of those for being here for us. So we have each, Kelly Nichols and I, have each chosen
a toy for the other person. I get the rock and roll toy.
Now, I'm a little confused. I'm a nice girl. I walk over to the toy box. I pick out something called sex sticks. It's a little box. There's two little sticks. They vibrate. They're beautiful. They look like penises. They're hard. They vibrate. I'm thinking, oh, Kelly's going to love this. It's going to feel so good. I pick out something really special. Here, let me turn one on for you.
Ooh.
That's one. Here's two.
They go from zero to crazy really fast.
Yeah, real sensitive stuff.
So these are the toys I chose for Kelly's neck, for her lips, for her shoulders, for her titties, for her nipples, for the inside of her waistline, down to her belly button, up maybe from her ankles on the inside of her thighs, up to her pussy, back around.
We have enough time. That's
maybe
awesome.
Maybe teasing your asshole, sliding one in your pussy, up to your ass, all through your clothes. They're not going to make you come.
Okay.
I might beat on your clit. I might make... Maybe I'll make you come. I don't know. I might just beat on you. And
I just beat
so
on you.
I pick out these beautiful, wonderful love sticks. Okay, that's what I picked out for you, Kelly. What do you got?
Oh, I thought about Ginger, and I got a big old butt plug. Because I haven't shoved anything up her ass. And then just for fun, a mask to put over her face. So you can't hear her moans. Well, you can hear her moans and screams, but they'll just be a little muffled. So, and this is a horror show. Come on. This is like, this. And I've never done this to you before. So it's like, I was being subtle.
Now, do you know what this is that you have in your hand? You called it a butt plug.
Well, it goes up inside your butt and plugs it initially.
Right.
And then it's got a hose attached to a little ball that you squeeze, and it pushes air down the hose.
You pump it up.
It gets
bigger
and bigger till you have something the size of a small child in your butt.
How do you know how big to pump it?
On top of that,
there is a
vibrating
remote control. I've never seen this before. So I will have to tell you when enough is enough as far as size goes. And the nice thing is there's a button right there. You can deflate immediately. So
I want to do you.
Okay. I pick out something sweet and charming. I'm going to shove this up your ass and pump it up till you pop.
Just different energies.
You know, I thought you liked me. I love you.
That's why I want you to put a mask on.
Okay, I get a mask on top of it. This is from Pipe Dream. It is I call it the Hannibal Lecter mask. It's not really called
Fantasy
that.
Extreme. It's not as bad as it looks. It actually is kind of feminine.
Ooh. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
And you can talk through it, too. You can see through it and talk through
it. I can see through it. Let me find a... Oh, it's really... I have to burp, though.
It is interesting.
Let me have a drink of my Diet Coke first.
Oh, wow. It's a Hannibal Lecter mask.
Oh, look, this is a good look for me, isn't it?
It's like a pirate look or something.
Pirate matey.
That's almost gang looking. You look like you're from some weird camp gang.
Something after World War III and you're in the gutter grabbing at people's feet. Come here.
Oh, that thing in the...
Okay, so I can slightly see.
Okay.
Is this a good look for me? Is my hair okay?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Okay.
I love it.
It's fabulous.
It's horrific.
Horrific.
Now, you have to walk me through this a little bit because this goes inside your bum. It's a little kind of squirt thing that I lube you up.
Okay, so what you're going to do, open up your bottle.
Open up your bottle.
I'm going to take the mask off while I talk you through it.
Okay.
Syringe in, pull it up, fill it with lube.
It's your lube shooter.
It is a lube syringe. It literally will fill with lube.
Okay, there goes.
Isn't that cool?
That is really cool.
It's the coolest thing ever. And then what does happen, if you do it right, you take the syringe, it's blue. Look, see, it actually is a syringe. There's a hole in the middle, and the tube part of it is now filled with lube. I hand that back to Allie.
And it's covered with lube tube, so it lubes you going in and all the way
in.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, Stevie, you want to get this?
Ginger is bending over right now, and Kelly is looking on quite mischievously with her lube shooter.
Oh, you know what we need?
What do we need?
Just for
shits and giggles?
Just for shits and giggles. Can we get the bedpan out?
Oh, the bedpan.
You never know.
This is a whole new
something
show.
Something goes wrong.
Yeah. Go get it.
And the bedpan's right there. And God forbid something goes wrong.
You had some episodes earlier.
It's real life. It happens. Mm-hmm. Bedpans are good to have by.
Where are the trash bags? I need a trash bag too.
Yeah, somebody took them. All right. Should we start anyway? Let's do it.
If he's not back in time, then fuck it. All right, we're moving the chair.
We're moving the chair.
Anyone with a queasy stomach, you may want to turn your radio off now. Jenny, Andy, I'm bending over. All right. Back it up.
Back it up.
Beep,
hold on.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
I want something for stability.
Ginger is backing it up.
All right. Can you see my butt?
I can see your butt.
You can see my butt. All right.
I can see.
Butt is there. And the lube
is now inserted.
Inserted is in my butt. The injection is being
administered.
Oh, that was so easy. You know what? Where are these from?
These are from the stock room.
These are from the stock room. This is the I love this lube injector.
I have one in the side part of the car, but I have not used it yet. It's just been sitting there. Oh, no. You know what? I took it out.
Kelly, you know what?
Uh-oh.
If you start by maybe rubbing it, I'm a little nervous.
Oh, yes. That's what I was trying to do.
Oh, do you need a glove? Do you want to start with a finger?
No. I'm just trying to find a position because I'm nervous.
Uh-oh.
Maybe if you rub it around the outside of my butthole. There you go. All right.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And there you go.
Thank you, Jenny. Jenny has prepared.
What's happening now is Kelly is rubbing it around just barely. She would never really insert it, but if she was going to, it would be about a quarter of an inch higher. Yeah, that's where it would be. And and it would keep going in and out ever so slowly, just each time going a little bit further, a little bit further. And those juices would just squeeze out the side, probably drip down my asshole, down the inside of my thighs.
Yeah, you've got wet coming out.
I've got wet coming out of my asshole as this tight, I do have a tight ass, as this tight anal plug goes deep, deep, deep inside. Now, the neat thing about this, once it gets inside, not only does it vibrate, but it expands. Now, we've got it almost to the point. Getting very, whoa.
Oh my gosh.
Uh-oh.
Kelly's giggling.
Wait.
Like a maniac.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
Oh no, are you okay?
I can't stop laughing. I'm so sorry.
Whoa. Oh my gosh.
That's the worst reaction to have.
This is the reaction not to have when putting a butt plug in somebody.
I did it wrong. I can't believe
No,
it.
It's okay. Just hold on for a second. I don't want to pass out.
Oh, my gosh. What did you... Did you even inflate it yet?
No. I know. And it was getting really close. It's just a little bit thicker at the end.
It's a little
and
bit...
And I thought maybe I was doing her a favor by just...
Shoving it in.
A little bit faster.
No, never fast.
We were so close.
Never fast. Unless you're with a pro.
Woo! No more smooth sailing. I'm sweating like a pig.
So we're
okay.
Gonna back this one off, or do you
want? No, let's try it. Fuck that. We'll try it again. No. All right. Now hold on.
Yes.
Let me find the sweet spot.
Okay.
Let me find that sweet spot. And I'm going to push ever so lightly. I'm going to see how far before it gets to that one little. There, what happens is there's like three layers in your asshole. And they all three will try and keep things from coming out because you don't want your butt just to be leaking all over the place. So what I'm doing is pushing it in.
One ring at a time.
One of three rings at a time. Oh, now.
I just learned something. Wow.
All three. Yeah, there are literally three stoppers.
Sorry.
I know. Kelly's like, all right, one, two, three.
Ahoy, matey.
Fuck me. All right.
All right.
Caught my breath, turning the chair around again.
All right. Woo. You get your breath because
okay,
we're going to inflate it.
Okay, try before you inflate.
Yeah.
Let's try a little bit of vibration, see what happens here.
Sure, that's a great idea.
Whoa, whoa, okay. Whoa. Oh. Ah, ooh.
Just a little bit.
That's a little? Ooh, that's nice. Now that's...
On while you were inserting
yeah.
It.
It's nice. It feels very, very, very full. So what I'm going to suggest is one pump. Let's... wait, before you pump...
I promise, I'm not doing anything without your approval at this point.
When I say Rumpelstiltskin, release the air.
Got it.
I'm going to guess I can take five pumps. That's my guess. Okay. Jenny?
I'm going to say three.
Three? All right. Andy?
Andy.
Andy, it does vibrate. It does hurt. Pick one. Quick. Two.
He said two.
All right. Stevie?
A dozen.
All right. That figures. And Kelly?
Four.
Four. Okay. And ready, go.
One.
Okay, I'm okay. Hold it. And go ahead.
Two.
Two. Fuck me.
Oh, wow.
All right. Rumpelstiltskin.
Two.
Let it go. Let it go. Yeah. All right. Turn the vibrator off.
All righty. This was a little too intense, eh?
On a scale of 1 to 10, okay, as far as eroticism, am I clean?
You're clean. You're fine.
Good.
All right. Okay, eroticism.
Zero?
It didn't do anything
solid
for you?
Technique minus five.
If at first you don't
Let
succeed.
Let me have a baby wipe.
Yeah, baby. That's
for my butt.
We couldn't even play with the mask on that one.
You know what?
Damn.
Yeah, I didn't get the mask on.
Well, there was so much other stuff going on.
Oh,
here's where.
Screaming clean.
Scream clean comes in.
There you go.
Taking a baby wipe and... This really is all you need to do with it. You spray it on, you take your tissue, you wipe it closely. Try not to go back over an area you've already gone over. Use a fresh side of the towel. This is supposed to be one of the most effective antibacterial, wonderful cleansers ever. Cal Exotics, I love the idea that it inflates. I love the idea that it... vibrates. That was my favorite part of it.
I would use this in my pussy. I would like to have something that would grow in me.
Now, in your pussy, that's a great idea.
What is one thing when you kind of always sometimes say, I wish that was stuffed?
Thicker.
Fuller. So you have something inside you and then it gets bigger and bigger as if a guy was starting to be aroused.
Right.
That's where that was.
Do you want to try it in my pussy?
Sure. As long as we're on
Is it clean enough?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's screen clean.
Oh, yeah. Just the screen clean.
Why don't we try that? Okay. Let's.
All right.
Because I hate to give it a negative, you know.
I know, because it's such a cool toy. All right. Should we insert my pussy with lube?
Do you want to do it with this thing again?
Yeah. Fill me up.
I should probably that thing. Yeah. All right, filling up the injector. Mm-hmm. It's the lube injector. We're going back in, guys. We're not giving up yet.
No,
we're not giving up yet. Now, this is intended for your butt. What are you doing?
Suggest. Do we need this to sit on?
Yeah, you know what? We just might.
It's already wet.
If it was me, yes. I'd be squirting.
All right, going to sit in the chair. Legs are going to spread. Now, you don't see me. How are we going to do this? Let's scoot back this way a little bit.
Okay. There you go.
Well, how about, let's see. There's my foot, so you know it's really happening. Here's another foot. I'll put this one up in the air. In a sec, let me get in a good position. Mm-hmm. All right, legs are up. Lube is being injected into the vagina. Mm-hmm. All right, we are taking the...
Oh, it's nice. Yeah, this is you've been gravied.
I have been lubed, gravied, and now we're going to try the anal expander.
How I would do it.
I'm putting the mask on for this one.
Okay. This is not going to be as traumatic to put inside you, I'm sure.
All right. The object, the dildo, let's call it, is going into my pussy. It's being inserted. Feels just fine. It's nice. I do have a mask on. It's going into my pussy.
Can't hear you. You have to speak louder. Maybe it's don't put the mask on.
Going into my... It's going into my pussy. It's filling my pussy. Is it too much? Is the mask too much?
It's on. Can you hear her now?
Can you hear me?
Not so much.
Nope. Okay. Mask is off. Just on top of my head.
Turn the mic a little bit.
All right.
There you go.
There we go.
All right.
Now we got it.
Now this thing is inside you.
Okay. It's inside. All right. Now I'm going to guess my pussy can really take 5 pumps.
Do you want me to vibrate it first a little bit?
Try the vibrator. Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah.
Really, really nice. Love the vibrator.
So already a better start.
Way better.
Okay.
Way, way better.
So I'm going to start you off with 1 pump.
Nice. Perfect. Is that 1 or 2?
1.
Perfect. Wow.
Now you're being stuffed by a giant.
It's really... The amount of expansion, if I were to look at the toy outside my pussy, I'd go,
yeah, right.
It's nothing. Put it in your pussy, put it in your ass. Huge expansion.
Sure.
There's a big difference.
And it's not long and like sausage long.
No.
It's like a little round ball.
This is maybe, 4 inches long? 3?
3.
3, 4? All right. So that was 2 pumps. Let's try for 3. Oh.
Does it feel like being stuffed?
It feels, you know where it feels the most stuffed is at the opening. Can you push it up inside a little more?
I sure can. How's that?
There we go. Stop right there.
Okay.
That's good. All right. That's 3 pumps.
Mm-hmm. Want to try one more?
I don't know.
Well, it's not a...
Let's just let it relax for a second.
Sure.
No, I'm going to say stop.
Okay.
Rumpelstiltskin.
All righty.
Nope.
You liked it better than...
Much better than my pussy. The only way, and for me, in my sick little twisted mind, that it would turn me on is if I were hogtied and you forced me. if you made me do it... Here, I'll clean it, honey. If you made me do it...
That's funny.
And I didn't want to do it. I would get off on it.
Boy, there's a series of toys we could put under that heading.
Yeah, seriously.
Eyes burned out and my mouth was taped. I could take it then.
Of all the Cal Exotic toys, now, I think the Anal Explorer, in all honesty, is probably meant for a man.
Okay.
I think it's meant to hit, it's very small. It's meant to hit your prostate gland. That would be my guess. And that's what I would do if I had this. Unfortunately, we're not going to have time to get to the sticks.
Okay. Next time.
So your titties are going to have to wait. Your titties are going to have to wait. I want to thank you so much, honey. I always have such a good time with you.
You too, baby.
I do. I love you. I adore you. Where can we check you out?
Can't yet.
Yeah, you can. 1-800-893-9562 is Kelly's phone number. Give her a call anytime. Let her know how you're feeling, what you're thinking, what you want to do to her. Thank you so much for listening to our show today. Go to thescreamingo.com. We will be back on Monday. Have a great weekend. Have a great Labor Day weekend. We will be here, though.
Yes.
Don't worry. We'll be here to entertain you. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I want you to live a life of sin.